It's time for a sports talk show that holds no punches. Man, please. Where the host doesn't play favorites.
Oh, I got something for the ass today.
Where the host's level of sports intelligence is pretty high.
If I wasn't doing sports talk radio, I'd definitely be working for NASA.
Even in the world of entertainment, he's got you covered.
That movie was quadruple garbage.
Here it is, live with the QCB.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? Yes, it is. It is live with the QCB on your radio, Fox Sports Radio Show to be exact. Number to the show to join the conversation. That's easy money. 704-227-8751. Yes, the one line is back, is on, and it's popping. Anything in the world of sports you want to get off your chest, hit me up. We got it. That number, 704-227-8668. That's right. Holler at me on Twitter at RealQCB. Instagram. We Instagram live right now at RealQCB. We're also Facebooking it live right now, the Real QCB. Also, catch my show live with the QCB on 103.7 HD3 if you got it in your whip. I got it in mine. Listen to my show live online at FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Download the app at Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. This station has a heavy social media presence. Fox Sports COT is the Twitter. Fox Sports COT is the Instagram. There's 13,462 ways to listen to my show. If someone comes to me and say, well, QCB, I heard you back on the radio, pal, but I don't know how to find your show. As soon as you say that nonsense, I'm going old school. What I'm going to do? I'm going to go old school and give you that Chief Wahoo McDaniel chop right across your damn chest, right where you stand. I don't care what grocery store, I don't care where we're at. You come up to me with that nonsense, with all this ways to listen to my show, and you say, well, QCB, heard you back on the radio, pal, but I don't know how to find the show. I'm going to give you that old school NWA. That's right, Crockett Promotions. Chief Wahoo McDaniel, chop right across your damn chest. Man, we got so much we talking about today. I tell you what, we got some breaking news today. It's so funny that whenever my boys win, I don't hear nothing from no damn body.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
I don't hear nothing. But we're gonna talk about it. Also, the damn Carolina Panthers. I said it's gonna win 6 games. Before Baker got here, I said 4. Baker arrived, I said 6. They sitting at 6. Damn, I'm close. Damn, I'm close. Man, I'm close.
I am the smartest man alive.
Big game. Big game this Sunday, January 1st, 2023. The NFC South is on the damn line. How in the hell? We're gonna talk about it. Gonna talk about the game they played against the Detroit Lions. We're gonna talk about it. Also, should Steve Wilks' name keeps coming up. He got them playing where? They playing where? Should Steve Wilks get signed up for the long term? We're going to talk about it. We're definitely going to talk about it. Also, what we're going to talk about, we have some breaking news, too. Josh Norman is in Charlotte, and it's possible he work out, do a good on the workout, pass the physical. He'll be suiting up this Sunday for the Carolina Panthers. Do you want Josh Norman back in Charlotte? I mean, I'm going to tell you my answer.
No!
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some bowl games coming up this week. We're definitely going to jump into discussion. And Drake May, the quarterback for the North Carolina Tar Heels, who kept the Tar Heels in all type of games because they defense, a.k.a. Drake Bly, they was 100% ass cheese. But we're going to – it's rumored that Drake May leave. Now, I touched on this Friday. He's put out a tweet on Instagram. I think last week said, guys – I'm not going anywhere, but it has legs. Now it's growing even more. More news coming out about Drake May possibly leaving. Should he leave? We got so much we're getting into. I got my Money in the Bank picks. I got to get you guys paid.
Money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank.
But listen, riding with me today, former Carolina Panther. I'm not going to go down all the teams he played for. I ain't got time for all that. And also, most importantly, former South Carolina Gamecock, my man Jamar Nesbitt. What's up, man?
What's going on with you?
What's up?
Hey, man, I cannot complain. Thank you for having me.
Are you sponsored by Jordan? Like you're Jordan down today, brother?
No, man. Just, listen, man, when you old and a has-been, man, you just find things that fit.
Comfortable, right? I got the sweat. Just throw these sweats on. So comfortable.
Comfortable and warm. That's right. Hawk is biting out there.
Man, I appreciate. See, you said Hawk.
Uh-huh.
It's this other black person who I had a conversation with. I never heard the term Hawk before. What? Ooh. What you mean? That's how we spoke. My dad, the Hawks out there. Yeah. The Army Navy game a few years ago in Baltimore, I had Reese Davis and Desmond Howard sitting there on the show. I was doing Nate Conley called a call up from 10 to 2. Uh-huh. And I said, Reese Davis, watch this. And I looked at Desmond. I said, Desmond, what does the Hawk mean when it comes to the. Oh, that means it's cold outside. Reese Davis had never heard of it. So, yeah, I appreciate you even validating even more that, Hawk. Yeah. The Hawk out there, man.
The Hawk is out there.
Man.
He's out there. Strong, too. Strong. Steroid Hawk.
Well, listen, we're going to get to this breaking news about Josh Norman. Before we get to any other type of Panther talk, mm-hmm. Josh Norman. Josh Norman is in Charlotte right now. Maybe he's left. I don't know. He worked out for the Panthers, and possibly, if everything goes right, because, you know, he has some injuries in the secondary, Josh Norman could be a kill on the Panther and playing this Sunday in this critical, and I mean critical, crucial, important game versus the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Right. So a couple things with that, right? One, I think he has history with Steve Wilkes when he was here before. So his familiarity with the defense hopefully is the rail draw to bring him back in. So,
right.
You know, we'll see. I'm all for old guys hanging on and trying to get that check one more time. So hopefully he still has some left in the tank, and if they do sign him, he can go out there and be productive for us.
Yeah, but how old is he, though?
137 years old.
Like, Josh Norman's up there. You can't – now, Jamal, you can't just get off the couch, man.
No, you can't.
And get in football shape now.
No. Well, so hopefully
– but he did play last year.
He's a DB. So hopefully from last year to now, he hadn't been on the shelf that long to where he still can't go out there and perform.
Right, because I keep hearing this. He had a career record in forced fumbles last year with 7. Okay, man. Well, why did the Niners keep him?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, right? So you can throw out all those. Why didn't some team keep? It could have been a number situation, right?
Yeah.
It could be a situation they needed another position and all that. So you really don't ever know. What you do know is, unfortunately, my man is getting up there in years, right? And so he's not the top 1, 2, or maybe even 3 corners that the Niners had and figured out that he was a situation that they can go on without.
Well, I don't know if I would want Josh Norman. Me, I wouldn't. I think it'd
this
be
sounds a, personal. This don't sound no. like you. This don't sound like you evaluate his skill set. This sounds personal.
Me and Norman cool. Me and Radio Row. Whenever was the Panthers? No. This when he had this big year, and I went to Radio Row. I think it was in Mercedes. No, it was in Houston.
So right before he went to Washington.
Yeah. He had a huge year. He was the best DB in the league. He was the man.
He's the best cover 3 corner.
Absolutely. Okay, I got to put that out there,
you
right?
Put
okay,
that
okay.
There.
That's why you're sitting there. That's why you're sitting on the show today. I'm finna give him the same DB. But no, he almost Varnell healed me. But he didn't exactly, because when I was talking to his quote unquote people.
Oh, he had people.
Yeah, because he blew up. He was on this Old Spice stuff with Von Miller. Anyway, so I say, he knew who I was. I used to do the locker room stuff out about the QCB.
Okay.
So I said, Josh, I said, man, your people.
Like, did he know you, or did he, like, he understood who you were when somebody whispered in his ear?
No, come
like,
on. He
I'm just saying, like visually, he saw you. Oh, that's QC. Let me go holler at my
he
boy.
He know me.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he changed. Look, Steph Curry knows me. You know me.
All right.
You know me.
Yeah.
When I saw you at the spot over the, you knew me, right?
I did know you.
Right.
So we got, I did know
right,
you.
Right. So, but Steph changed his number. You didn't change your number.
Nope.
All right, because Biggie says same number, same hood, is all good.
That's right.
Now with Steph Curry.
No.
But I'm going to get his ass. I'm going to get him when I see him. I'm going to get him. But anyway, so Josh Norman, he's like, yeah. I said, man, your people, really? But I had a microphone that recorded when you walk. I said, let's just walk then and walk and talk. Uh-huh. And the guy had videotaped it on my phone so I could send it back to WCCB when I was doing the Edge at the time. Shout out to Morgan Fogarty. And we chopped it up real good, man. So I think it'd be Cam Newton all over again. Because when Cam Newton came back here, he was horrible. He didn't win a game as a starter. But you said it's different position. So that means a different situation, because you're going up against Tom Brady, the second best quarterback of all time behind Joe Montana.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's just what I say. And
we were going to unpack that later. But okay. I was wondering if you were going to qualify that or not. No. So
you're going up against Tom Brady, and yeah. This is a real, real, real regular season game that has a lot at stake.
Yeah, but what? To go back to your point, Tom Brady's looking real, real regular right now, right? So it ain't like he facing the Tom Brady before the Giselle situation.
Right.
Like, my man, he's lost some things. So, but here's the thing, right? You're always worried about it because Tom Brady's mental is better than probably 70% of the quarterbacks that are out there playing right now, right? So
yeah.
It's one of those things that you want somebody steady back there on the DB, back end of the defense. Someone that can, you know, hopefully right the ship if things start to go a little rocky. But, you know, Tampa isn't playing with a full deck on their offensive side of the ball. They have injuries throughout. Their offensive line isn't performing really well. Their wide receivers aren't doing the best. They're dropping balls. They're running the wrong route. So if this is a game and this is a situation that you're going to play a type defense where Josh is comfortable.
Right.
And confident and competent in it. I mean, it's a good look to bring somebody in that can step in and play that defense.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and that's a great point. I'm still on the other side of it, but what helps me come over to your side a little bit mm-hmm. is that he wasn't at home for years.
True.
He just played last season,
right.
And he had he played like 8-9 years in a row. So, and he was always a healthy cat, you know. And even when he played not so good after he got that big deal and everything,
mm-hmm.
Why you athletes do that? Well, how come when y'all get paid, y'all go down?
Well,
what happened?
Well, see, here's
all that shopping.
Listen,
what y'all
listen,
be
listen,
doing?
Shop, time out. First off, you know, I got mine from the mud. I was undrafted, 1-year deals the majority of my career. So
well, your story makes somebody cry.
So this
yeah.
is, yeah, this is a little different. Like, these dudes, like, hey, more power to them. I can't be happier for these guys that got paid. But it's hard, right? Because a lot of times when guys get paid, they exhale.
right.
You know what I mean? Like, they made it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not saying that's what happened to Josh, but I think he left a situation that was tailor-made to him. And he was in a defense that really showed what he could do, and he made that position his and went someplace else, and he didn't have the pieces all around him. Now he was the focus, right? And so a lot of times when that hot light gets on you, now people are coming after you trying to say, hey, you're not really worth all that money. And so now he's getting targeted a lot more than he got targeted when he was here at Carolina.
Right.
And so, you know, unfortunately things like that happen. It's one of those situations also, right, you're getting probably a more humbled Josh Norman.
Right.
Right. And so the great thing that's been going on here with the Carolina Panthers is you have a lot of guys who are just out there working. They don't, you know, you don't have a bunch of stars. You don't have a bunch of egos. They're just guys out there trying to get their job done as best they can. So if Josh is going to come in and going to add some of that confidence that maybe some of these guys are missing or understanding how to win big games, I think it'll be a good thing. Now, I'm speaking as an old guy wanting to see another old guy go out there and relive his glory.
Right.
But
he won't be one of them old guys in the way, like when Deion went to Baltimore.
Listen, I don't think he's going to try and make it about himself.
Right.
You know, after being moved around a couple teams, I think that lesson seeks in a little bit that it's not about you. And, you know, you're trying to hold on to as much as you can hold on to and still collect those checks with commas in it.
Right, and I get Panther fans are excited. They saw the breaking news today, and I just don't want it to be what happens when Cam Newton came here, and it wasn't a good thing at all. Now, Josh Norman, when he was here, when he had them superstar, all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber type seasons, he was winning games for the Panthers. He was saving games by having mm-hmm. saving game mm-hmm. picks, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Pick sixes. Like, yeah. The defense was scoring. Man, he was the guy. I don't think his talent level has fallen off like that. But I just think this is such an important game for him to come in. But then again, this goes to Steve Wilks' coaching decisions.
Right. It's a tough spot, right? But, again, it's a situation that's one of necessity because we've had injuries. Right. And then two of opportunity for him. It's an opportunity for him to put a stamp on it, to maybe, you know, maybe get signed through next year. And I don't know what his designs are on how long he wants to play.
Right.
But this is an opportunity for him to put his flag in the ground and say that I can still do this and I can still do this at a high level.
Well, we also during the course of the show got my man, former NFL Carolina Panther, my man, and Gamecock, more supportive Gamecock, my man Jamar Nesbitt in the studio. And throughout the course of my show, I have this thing where I have to figure out what the hell Shannon Sharpe's talking about. So okay. let's try that. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, I do. You was at it when the breakfast of the champion. When you, why you been holding on there for all these years? You ain't tell me about this.
What in the blue hell was that?
What the hell was that?
You know, sometimes I had to figure out what Shannon Sharpe talking about. Here's another one.
He got teammates wanting to fight teammates. It's his damn fault.
Yep.
Y'all should have been shoving his ass to the ground. Don't push me. Y'all pushing me because he playing bad.
What in the blue hell was that?
What the hell was that?
I knew that second one. I can figure out that second one.
Okay, help me. I think
I can figure out that second
one. Okay, because Stan Norfleet, he's a Shannon Sharpe decoder. So
okay. I think he was talking about the Jets quarterback. Or no, the Denver Broncos quarterback
Russell
situation.
Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Okay.
I think he was talking about that situation. I didn't see that clip. I haven't seen him. At all okay. this week so far, but I think that's what he's talking about. Just
okay, that
just,
one.
Just going
okay.
On with,
what you think this one he's talking about?
I mean, we did that one time to the teacher, Skip. We out of high school. We locked the door.
Locked the door.
Yeah, wouldn't let him in. But you guess what, Skip? Guess who got up and unlocked the door? Your boy.
The guy who locked it.
And guess who got the A? Your boy. That's what I do.
What in the blue hell was that?
What the hell was that?
See. I mean, I can understand. Hey. I understand the story, but he tell it all himself. How you gonna be the perpetrator and the snitch?
Right. Hey, when we come back out to the break, live with the QCB. Shout out to everybody live on Instagram, at Real QCB, and Facebook, The Real QCB, and drop a line on my Twitter, Real QCB. If you got something to get off your chest, hit that one line 704-227-8668. I'll call the show 704-227-8751. We're going to talk about the game. And guess what? Hold on. Guess what? Guess who had another Hall of Fame game yesterday? My boy Baker Mayfield. You may have heard. Oh, don't drop your damn. You may have heard of him. You may have heard. I told you he was the best you had on the roster. You know what? I'm going to wait because we got so much to talk about. I told you. Yeah, I told you, didn't I? I'm trying to tell you, you don't want to listen to QCB, but coming back, we're going to talk about the Panthers and the Bucks and everything going on with the Carolina Panthers. I'll go get them another round, another segment before we get into other things. And I want to know what you have to say about Deion Sanders.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you wish death on him like other black people did.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's what it was. White people took this segment off when I talk about Deion and the black community. We'll be right back with more live with the QCB on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Let's go.
Freaking you, baby. When that's starting to rain, I pop the roof and the champagne. How Jay said, money ain't a thing. It's been close to few. Something even impossible, but it's been between me and you, baby.
Yo, what's cracking? This your homeboy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to the QCB show, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Oh, yay, yay.
Now, what you call me over here for, friend?
Sit down, Esther. Take the load off.
Let's get it over with, friend. I don't like being alone in the house with an unmarried man. Listen, Esther. If we were alone on a raft in the middle of the ocean, I'd rather kiss an octopus in the mouth. I wouldn't want you to kiss me. I'd rather be kissed by a snaggletooth jackass. Well, I'll call St. Louis and get you one.
See what Jamal know about this. Woo-woo.
Players, grab your if you love hip-hop. Ladies, rub your if you love big pop. Gotcha. Open up the words I say because...
Welcome back live with the QCB. Got us on 94.7 FM. Also, check us out live online at foxsportsradiocharlotte.com or download the app at Fox Sports Charlotte, man. Got my man. You ain't nod your head one time, man. I know you're cool, but you ain't that damn cool with him.
No, because it's reverberating in my headphones, so I'm hearing it here, and I'm hearing air, so I'm filing two songs, so I don't want to be looking all crazy to the first one when I messed with the second one.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
What was you at when this came out? This is like 95. Were you?
Man, I'm just starting college.
Damn.
Yeah, I went to school with a 19 in front of it. Like, most of these kids are young these days.
Absolutely. All right, that's what's up, man. Got my man Jamal Nesbitt in the building. Now, listen. It's out there. What a tangled web in a woman's weave.
Wow.
The Carolina Panthers. That's right. Yeah. Has had more ups and downs than the Nintendo joystick while playing Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield comes to town. Matt Rhule leaves town. Enter Steve Wilkes. Mm-hmm. Phil Snow leaves town. Robbie Anderson, he was exercising a lot, and I mean a whole hell of a lot of thug activity. Get your ass out of the town. Ain't no party like a thug life party, because a thug life party don't stop. It ain't nothing changed for me, Jamal. You ain't seen me in some years. I hate thugs, man. Uh-uh. I'm allergic to them.
Are you?
Yeah, they like what pollen do to some people, allergies. Right, right. That's what thugs do to me. My eyes get watery. I can't stand thugs. Uh-huh. Anyway, he's gone. Christian McCaffrey leaves town.
He a thug too?
Oh, no, he's not. No. He wasn't trying to fight coaches and get in coaches' face and position coaches' face. Robbie Anderson. Ain't no party like a thug life party, because a thug life party don't stop. Get your ass out of here. Uh-huh. Get out of here. Well, the stage is set. I said before the season, like I said, the Panthers 6-11, no playoffs. But I tell you what, I said no playoffs because they have like a lot of holes. You know, the head coach situation,
a lot of what?
Holes.
Oh, holes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Just making sure I'm on the same page.
Not holes. Gotcha. That's what Snoop Dogg don't rap about.
I'm just saying.
All right, a lot of holes.
Listen, man, we ain't been around each other a couple of years. I'm trying to make sure I understand exactly what you're saying.
There are a lot of things going on, you know, the Matt Rhule who shouldn't have got hired, but that's either here nor there. They brought him back after 5 wins, 5 years, revamped offensive line. Good draft picked over Icky.
Yes.
I like that.
He's working out.
Yep. He had growing pains.
Absolutely.
You know, but that happens.
Coming from the ACC to the NFL.
Absolutely. Injury prone McCaffrey. That's either here nor there. I'm just saying he hurt a lot. That's either here nor there. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to this Sunday, January 1st, 2023, Bank of America Stadium. Question is, season on the line. After I asked this question, I got an important question concerning Baker Mayfield possibly returning to the Carolina Panthers. Let me tell you something. When it comes to breaking news, Baker Mayfield possibly returning to the Carolina Panthers. Let's let that marinate.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, let's let that marinate.
All right, what's the first question?
Season on the line, Bucks, Panthers.
Yep.
Nesbitt, who you got and why? How can the Panthers beat the Bucks Sunday?
Ooh. You know what? I'm gonna say Carolina's gonna win.
Now listen.
I'm gonna say Carolina's gonna win.
I'm gonna let you finish, but let me interrupt the double dutch ropes real quick.
Yep. Go ahead, jump in.
That's true. But listen, first of all, you don't have to. I mean, I know you wore your Carolina blue, your Panther draws for a few years, 8, 9, whatever years it was. No disrespect, but you don't have to always keep on your Panther draws.
I'm just,
you can give me an answer. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm with you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Right. I'm not a homer, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to say it just because I'm saying it. If I thought Tampa would win, I'd say Tampa.
Yeah.
I just don't think Tampa is heading in a direction that everybody's on the same page. And, you know, no matter what people want to say, the situation with Tom Brady took a lot of the steam out of this team. The thing about Tom Brady for the longest time was that he was always team first and all he wanted to do was win and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, some of the things that he's been through this year, I think that veil has been pulled back a little bit and you can kind of see how selfish he really is and how much is about him. Now, he's earned that. But at the same time, I think it's not just about winning anymore. right? It's about his legacy and all what he's trying to accomplish and all that sort of stuff. And so, you know, guys see that stuff, right? So as long as you have a leader out there that's all about the team, then it's easy for you to buy in as a supporting cast member and go out there and perform your job.
Right.
But when your leader's out there and you see it's about him and his legacy, now you're like, well, wait a second. Let me go ahead and get my piece too, right? And so now you start to splinter and people start going in different directions. So, you know, yes, Tampa's had some injuries, but you see it on the offensive side of the ball. Those guys are not playing well together. Well, in the past, you know, it'd be a situation that Tom Brady's fieriness and all that would bring them together. Now I think it's actually just pushing more people apart.
Well, if the Bucs was on whatever, Tom Brady's legacy is already intact. It's already solidified, right? It's already solidified. You know,
from the talking heads, but I'm talking about how he sees it, how he's going out there trying to accomplish.
Right. Because we've seen these great players. Because this GOAT terminology, it aggravates me. But we saw, I'm just going to name great players. We saw, you know, Jerry Rice with the Raiders Raiders. Seahawks, and of course the famous one, Jordan, with
they weren't ready to go off into
Joe Montana almost went to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs. I think they went to the championship game, or they went deep into the playoffs.
Yes, it did.
But we still identify,
I thought he won one, but go ahead.
Not with the Chiefs. Yeah, he got close. But we, of course, Brett Favre and what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But we still relate them guys to their greatness on the teams they was great with.
Yes.
But.
So the question is, when Tom Brady goes into the Hall of Fame, is he going in as a Patriot?
Let me stop real quick. See, this thing on my show, when someone says something crazy, asinine, I got this thing called the button.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not gonna play it right now because I'm going to give you a mulligan.
Okay.
Now, you know good and doggone well.
And
damn well.
This is the reason I asked you that question.
Oh, so you, okay, so, cause,
right?
Okay, all
right.
All
right? So the way he left, is he bitter enough to not go in as a Patriot?
No, man, no.
I'm just asking a question.
I don't see Tom Brady as that type of guy. You know, I never thought I'd see Steve Smith come back here, and he came back here.
True.
Yeah, so, no, he's going in as a Patriot.
Okay. I believe it. I would think so as well. I'm just asking
Jamal,
the question.
Jamal, I almost hit the damn button on you.
Oh, well.
I almost hit the damn button on you.
That would have been pre.
As a matter of fact, Let me let you hear, because when you say something asinine on my show, live with the QCB, I hit the button on you. Now, okay. Here's what it sounds when you say something crazy on my show. You ready for it?
All right.
All right, let's go.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
And when it's really crazy, I add this to it.
And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I'm with you. So let me ask you this. So what are the rules of this thing? So, like, I asked a question, right? I didn't make a declarative statement. I didn't say that that's what's going to happen.
That saved you.
That's what saved me.
That saved you.
Okay.
Because we're having a conversation. You asked me a question.
So if there's anything I think that might be a little stupid, or if I forwarded the phrase of a question, if I hit you with that Jeopardy, I'm good. All right.
When I watch Jeopardy, I get about 30-minute episode. I get about 6 answers correct.
Uh-huh.
How many can you get?
Man, I
get about 6.
I'll be completely transparent. It just depends on what the topic is.
Right. I get about 6. You know what I mean? That's pretty. That may be Jeopardy champion status.
Oh, for real?
Thanks. Nah, you got to get more than 6 right. Yeah, I get about 6 right. Get about 6 right. I think this thing will come down to quarterback play when it comes to the Panthers and Bucks this Sunday. First of all, let's stop talking about, hey, beat the Bucks earlier this year, 21-3. That's not going to happen this time.
Okay.
The 21-3. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a terrible game because on paper, the Bucs, first of all, it's still Brady over Sam Darnold.
Yes.
All right, you still got Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know who
is he healthy?
Who?
Mike Evans.
He's healthy. Now, he'll be out there.
Okay.
He'll be out there.
Okay.
And we know Julio Jones is a little up in there.
137 years old.
Right? But I think it's going to come down to quarterback play, man, because let me tell you something. Yes, Brady be playing horrible. They still let him hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he be making silly interceptions, he's still been hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, he had a game-winning drive to set him up in overtime for the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago against the Saints, I think, he had a game-winning drive to win the game.
Right.
So I think that Tom Brady is still in him.
Yeah.
Now, of course, like you say, Right. But he'd be playing horrible. Maybe you can't let him hang around.
This is true. And so, to your point, we don't score enough points with the Carolina Panthers to just put teams out of games. We just, offensively, we're not prolific enough to just get into a shootout and outscore somebody by 20 points, you know, 40 to 20 or anything like that. We just don't score it that way. But here's what we do well, right? We play defense. And so the major bugaboo with Tampa right now is the play of their offensive line. So if our front four or front seven is continuously putting pressure on Tom Brady, as good as he is, he's even less mobile than he has been in the past. And you've seen him throw balls into spots where he has not normally thrown them before.
Correct.
So that's why Carolina has a fighting chance, and probably even better of a fighting chance. Because, look, if they're able to establish the run, they being the Carolina Panthers are able to establish the run, and that's what they predicate their entire offensive philosophy on. If they're able to do that, that shortens the game, which is going to have to speed up Tom, which is our defense is putting pressure on him, is going to cause him to turn over the ball even more. Now, I'm not saying that's absolutely going to happen because he's still Tom Brady, but I would say that that is the actual formula for winning this game.
Well, I agree with the defense standpoint, what you said, but I think the Panthers' defense be inconsistent, man, like, you know, Mark Furman's testimony. It's inconsistent like that. Mm-hmm. I took you way back. That was like 94, 95. Okay, yeah. Yep. Google that one.
You
got to
have some gray hairs for that one.
But the Panthers' running game, it kind of irritates me and annoys me because, I mean, 21 carries, and Deontay Foreman had 165 yards, right?
Yes.
Right? But he also have 10 carries for 9 yards. Mm-hmm. He's been inconsistent.
Yep.
The last six games, three of them, he rushed for over 100 yards. All three games, he rushed for 74 yards, 24 yards, and 9 damn yards. Mm-hmm. 9 yards. Mm-hmm. Can't have that type of inconsistency this Sunday. So I don't know which Deontay Foreman or which Hubbard, I can't believe I keep saying his name, Hubbard, is going to show up. Which Panthers running game? And Panthers running game can be deadly. It can be effective. We've seen it. They set franchise record. Actually, I've been shocked. Mm-hmm. They've been running better since Christian McCaffrey left. The running game's been doing great.
Yeah.
But it has its inconsistent weeks. With all that's at stake, this week of practice. So what kind of week of practice, what kind of mindset? Take me into the locker room. Because I didn't want to go to the NFL. I turned it. I said, you know what? Right. I'm good. I turned it down.
I remember that.
I turned it down.
I remember that. There was a big.
It was on the news and all that.
Thing,
I said, man, damn that. I'm good.
I remember that.
Damn that. What's the mindset this week?
Well, so.
With this type of game you got.
Well, because the Carolina Panthers have been in quote-unquote playoff mode now for the last 4 weeks because they control their own destiny. They understand that they have to win.
Win out, yeah.
All these remaining games to get in there, right?
Yeah.
So the great thing about that is you know you're going to get everybody's best shot on your team. At least you should. Everyone is singularly focused on that goal, and they understand that mistakes can cause you guys to go home. And so that's probably one of the best things about being a competitor is that everyone is on that same page and everyone is kind of walking that fine line of being super intense and wanting to get this right and being out of control because you want to play so fast. So that's the great part about this situation because now you know when you go into work every day, there's no nonsense. There's nobody just joking around and all that sort of silliness going on because everybody's about that business because they understand what's at stake.
Mm. So win or lose, they eliminated from the playoff contention. Mm-hmm. What do you do with Steve Wilks?
I think you hire him. I really do. I think you hire him. Now, if you're Tepper or the other, you know, upstairs management that's part of the decision-making process, hopefully.
Federer. Whatever they
right.
Man.
Hopefully, it's not just the owner. If you make a decision that you want a truly offensive-minded coach, and you're willing to tear down the organization as it is, or I should say the team as it is, and start bringing in players that are going to fit that scheme, because to be completely honest, you don't have that right now. You don't have a wide open offensive skill set on this team.
Yeah, the whole team basically needs like a makeover.
Correct. If that's the direction you're going to go. But what Steve Wilks has shown you is
this wouldn't be a lazy hire?
No, this would not be a lazy hire. You've had this guy for over 2 months. It's been it's been a long ass damn interview. Right? It's not a lazy hire. It's been a long interview. You know, if I'm Wilkes, I'm like, man, what else do I have to? I've taken a team that's not mine. I've taken a coaching staff that's not mine.
Yeah.
And I've brought discipline. I've brought edge. I've brought accountability.
The first big game he beat Tom Brady.
Right.
The first
I've
big
brought game. Professionalism. What else do you want for your organization? If you want flash, maybe I'm not your guy. But if you want substance, I've shown you over these 2 months.
They've been playing well for Steve Wilkes.
And I've shown you, most importantly,
yeah,
my voice carries in this locker room.
Right.
And what else do you want?
Because I do like what he did with the Robbie Anderson situation when he was getting mouthy,
yeah,
mouthy. He took him out of the game, and then he got mouthy some more, and he sent him to the locker room. And then, hell, later on that evening, he sent his ass to Arizona, got him up. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Zero tolerance, no nonsense.
No thuggery.
Right, no thuggery. Hell no. And then he made made a smart business decision by getting rid of Christian McCaffrey.
Well, that decision wasn't his.
But still,
I guarantee you, as a coach, you want all your weapons.
I don't think that was tanking, though. I think it was a smart business decision.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, market-wise, you're going to get as much as you possibly could for him at that particular time.
Right. Now, explain to the people, because I wouldn't disrespect you guys' profession to say you tank games.
Mm-hmm. Are you asking? Is that just an open-ended question? You going to ask that question? What are you doing?
But I hit the button on myself, right?
Okay, yeah.
No, I wouldn't disrespect you guys to say you guys tank games. Like, do y'all get aggravated hearing that? Because I know it's out there.
Yeah.
Your coach not saying, guys, we're not going to win. We're going to tank games to get this draft pick, because the first round draft picks, no draft picks guaranteed to do anything in the league. Mm-hmm. As we all know, listening to our voice on the radio, that guys don't.
So here's the thing. A coach is never going to say that, right? Because if you're in a situation to tank to get a high draft pick, chances are that head coach isn't going to be there.
Okay, I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
All right, like, but how would you guys know? Like, tanking even come into play. Y'all don't be in a film room.
No.
Right.
So, if anything, the coaches are coaching harder because, one, they know their job's on the line. Like, if you're to the point to where the fans and the media and everybody's talking about, oh, they're tanking, chances are those coaches are already looking for other jobs because they know they're not going to have one there. Whenever you're in a situation to tank for a first-round draft pick.
God, that's stupid. They even said
coaches are gone.
Right, so Flores in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He said the owner came to him and said, hey, man, if you start losing, I'll give you whatever, $100K, whatever the number was.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But
and he did it.
How do you?
And was he there?
No.
All right, then.
Right. But
He got paid to lose, but he didn't have a job after
that. I don't know how can you play your best. How can you?
That's easy.
Tell me how easy it is.
All of a sudden you go in there and game plans don't line up. All of a sudden you go out there and your best player got a doggone calf injury. You're like, calf? Wait a minute. My man was just running full speed. Right? All of a sudden it's
you're putting on second down?
Dude, it's fourth and inches and you're on the plus 35.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So instead of going to get the first down, you kick the field goal.
Okay, something like that. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? There's little things that as a player you
so that's easy.
You know what I mean? That's easy. Like you could And so look, before today, and I'm gonna hedge what I'm saying because I'm old and I haven't played since 2010. So before 2010, Super Bowl, last game.
Dang.
Yeah. So before
Wait a minute, you won the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
That's when it was?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, right? Long time ago.
That's crazy. But go ahead.
So before my old brain forgets what I was trying to say. just that quick. No.
Go ahead.
So, but.
We're talking about easy ones to tank games. You tell me the scenario.
Yeah. So before gambling was legal.
Right.
Like it is now. Right. You would think that somebody was doggone hedging points. Right? Fourth and inches instead of going for it on the plus 30, you're going to kick the field goal? We down 8. Like, how's that going to help? You see what I'm saying? So it's little
stuff
like that. I'll
smell what you're cooking
now.
Yeah. But listen, I was all for, and I said this on the show before, I was all for Steve Wilkes getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, he's getting a job. You know, great emotional win against the Bucks. He's in a locker room crying. He's from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. You know, he went to App State. And every time I talk about App State, I got to play this because I can't stand App State. I think they're a bunch of bandwagon folks. They only come out when they upset someone.
Okay.
Other than that, you don't hear from them. So I got to play this in honor of that.
Yeah, in college, we start every season against Appalachian State or some select Division II team. Kick the living shit out of them. Get their confidence up.
Yeah, wow. Puny App State. But anyway, and I was so excited for him. I forgot who he gave the game ball to, but he was emotional. He was, mm-hmm. went to West Charlotte High School, all that good stuff. And then here comes David Tepper.
Mm-hmm.
Bust through the crowd. He has a football and gave Coach Wilkes a football, and they hugged, they embraced like the end of a damn Hallmark.
Disney.
Yeah,
Disney movie.
Yeah, it was. But I got upset.
Okay.
I said, now, wait a minute, David Tepper. What's your... Instead of giving a game ball that you picked up while you kicked it accidentally when you was walking in the damn locker room and picked it up and gave it to him. And come on, man. Give him a long-term contract.
Uh-huh. That's you what wanted it right then and there.
Give him a contract. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to pull it out like Scrooge McDuck. He said, he's signed it here, but right. give him a contract. Give him a deal.
Uh-huh.
Give him a deal. Because, as you said, what he inherited.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, don't give him no ball that you went and got from Dick's Sporting Goods. Stop it. But then I changed my mind. I'm not a switch sider, man, but I did change my mind. I said, you know what, we'll
you
take
flip-flopping?
The guy. Well, this is my first, maybe this is my second time ever in life. I only did because he kept starting P.J. Walker. Hold on, damn, I said this right. Something, yeah, P.J. Walker. I'm saying his name right. He kept starting something called, you know, a healthy Baker Mayfield was on the roster.
Yeah.
And he kept starting P.J. Walker, even though Baker was healthy. They were really made me... was a little Piotis when they went to Cincinnati. Baker had a winning record against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
P.J. started the first half, went 3 mm-hmm. for 10. Damn, I know sports. Went 3 for 10, two of the completions were picks,
right.
and he averaged less than a yard a pass.
Right.
How do you do that? Baker comes in, they down 35, zip. He comes in, goes like 14 for 20-something, two touchdowns, mm-hmm. $1.55, almost come back for the win.
How long ago? How
and he
long
still started. What you mean? It was this season.
I know it was this season. So my thing was this. I knew Baker had something in his contract that if he played 70% of the snaps,
yeah,
he got a certain amount of money. So no matter what, they had already kind of figured that, you know, the team wasn't really going anywhere. So the next thing up is, well, we're not going to pay a player who's not going to be here. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so before the Carolina Panthers got on their winning streak, if I remember correctly, that's when that game happened. And it was coming off the fact that either Baker had just been injured or he had had some really futile games in a row.
Somewhat.
Yeah. See,
somewhat.
Because you a Baker fan, you're not going to bring up all those points. But it's all right. I'm here to kind of even this out.
I just felt like
y'all
was holding on Baker's attitude in college. He's a changed man. We'll go to church together. We'll be right back, Loud at QCB. And I got the question. I'm throwing a question out there, man. The breaking news question. Baker Mayfield, you want to come back to Charlotte and play for the Panthers next season? Don't get up and leave the studio, man. We'll talk about it coming back. All right, live with the QCB, and I got some picks for you. One line number, 704-227-8668. Or you want to call and holler at us, 704-227-8751. Or you just want to continue to chill and enjoy your way right home. We got you, man. Jamar Nesbitt, QCB. Let's go.
We ready to start this?
Yo, whatever.
Yo, I'm rolling with the 40-pack and get my from Branson because this sack's bigger.
But you don't even have to be able to talk to sing and get famous. Because James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James is.
You better do that.
And whatever James is saying is some real heavy to James.
Seven and the people say, ha. Hey!
That's a James Brown lyric. He wrote that. He's writing a song, so I need a word here. And get this song going, all the songs sounded just the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath, the bond of people say, I'm a dog, or do mine, shit, did he hear you? Hey! A sound I don't know, come at the parmesan, other side, sit in the back, grandma, no one else. I, they made you, that was bad, won't people know you now? Down the dock, find the people say, jump back, wanna kiss myself. Hey!
You start talking to the band and lose you, right? Say,
Sally Bow now.
Band say, yeah.
Tell you.
Yeah.
Sally Bow now.
Yeah. Band be going, what the fuck is James talking about? I don't know if we're getting paid, keep singing. Yeah.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Welcome back, Loud. The QCB got us on 94.7 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Shout out to my man Jamal Nesbitt in the building. My man on my Instagram feed, Mr. Adams. I think it's my tag Adams. He said, "What did he say? Hold on. Baker come back? Hell no! Hit the button, Q." So you know what? I don't think that's button worthy. I just threw a question out there, but he always
because it's in the form of a question.
That the Jeopardy, that same.
Right.
But
right.
But you know what? I don't want to because we finna talk about it.
Right.
So I'm gonna hit the button for you. On me, here we go.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Listen, before we get to the Baker conversation, I think the Panthers got the hottest makeover. Go get your nice unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Look what the Vikings doing with their unknown. I didn't know who damn what's her man, the offensive coordinator for the Rams, okay. O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look what he's doing with the Vikings, even though the Vikings – they're frauds, and of course, my Cowboys, we beat the hell out of them. That's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. Also, look what Coach McDaniel's doing down there with the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. So he wasn't necessarily an unknown, but I understand what you're
saying. He was like, what is a game run coordinator?
Normally, it's an offensive line coach, and they're trying to give him some extra
okay.
money for the title. That's normally what that is.
Well, we see what these guys are doing. We saw what Steve Wilkes keep getting into these compromising positions.
Yeah.
When he interim for the Cardinals,
yeah.
3-13.
Interim. Well, he wasn't the interim. He was the head coach.
They made him the head guy?
Yeah,
okay,
he was the head dude, and they only gave him a year. And that was...
got his ass out of here.
Yeah.
Get out. Now, that was unfortunate. Yeah. But with the Panthers needing, you know, a quarterback and some new defensive pieces and the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator, now I was saying this, let Wilkes come in,
mm-hmm.
get his whole summer, put together his own staff,
mm-hmm.
Evaluate the talent in college, get a nice draft,
mm-hmm.
Go to training camp in Wofford and evaluate guys and do the whole big army room, conference room. And what you think, what you think? And then you make a decision, make that thing from 80-plus players to a 53-man roster.
Yeah. Give him the whole
right.
tribute. Give him the whole chance.
Then I changed my mind.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So unless, because of the stuff, like right now you're thinking about bringing Josh Norman back.
Okay. But it's not a long term. I mean, from what we know,
this is a huge game.
Your season
lies on it. What if he comes?
So what if he comes back and he does well? Right.
Yeah.
So then, let's look at this. Well, here's the thing.
I'm torn.
Yeah, I understand. I hear the personalness come out in your tone, in your tone of voice. I hear the personal level of it. But here's the thing. Good corners aren't just sitting out there on the street.
That's true, too.
Right? So
yeah.
Who else are they going to get? Are you going to go out there and go with somebody who knows the defense, who you've had a history with, who you know what they can do? And like you've already said, it wasn't as if he's been sitting on the couch for a couple years.
Yeah, it was just playing last season.
Right? So, but here's the thing. Like, you're not going to be able to go out there and put him out there and be a number one corner or number two corner. That's not – he's not going to come out here and start for you, I wouldn't think.
Right.
So he's going to come in special situations.
And he's not checking like Jamar Chase. Like, he's checking a super vet, still good.
Yeah.
Mike Evans.
Right.
It depends on which, whatever. I assume he may be on this side, or like you said,
right.
nickel. So he may, you
so
know, you're right.
You don't know where
so
he's going.
So he'd be wanting to get how to help. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
hey, man,
would
my
imagine,
mind could be changed, man.
Yeah,
I'm not a stubborn dude,
you know,
man.
I think if they are going to bring him back, they're going to have a plan. Right?
That's
Steve Wilkes' side of the ball. The defense has been playing well. I do not think they're going to bring somebody in that's going to upset the continuity and the cohesiveness that's going on back there. Now, they have some injuries, so they're going out there and looking for talent. So I would think that unless he was able to show that he still has the talent to play, they wouldn't just bring him back just to bring him back, especially at his price point.
Panthers need to bring back Baker Mayfield.
Are you making that as a, is that a statement?
So.
That's a statement.
I mean, I'm throwing a question. I'm first to say it on the show before anybody says it. Guys have came back before. Uh-huh. You know, Cam Newton came back. Cam Newton came back here, and whew, he did come back. I mean,
it was a rough situation.
Oh, it was real rough. He came back. I don't know if he was screaming, back. "I'm back," or "I'm trash." I don't know which one he was screaming, but bring. If Baker wants to come back, I don't know. It's a brand new conversation. I'm QCB. I'm throwing that out there because what he's doing and
I would say this, not knowing Baker at all. I've never met him. I would think it'd be extremely difficult for his
what about
team,
his quarterback play?
For his team of people around him to even suggest that as an opportunity.
2-1 as a Rams starter. 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. Mm-hmm. And he set some kind of historical record yesterday. And I think he completed like 86% of his passes yesterday. Okay. He was simply amazing.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think the Rams would let him go? He may not get out from the run.
Well, first, he's still out there.
He's still out there. But so what you're asking me is Baker Mayfield a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I think he still is. He's showing he is. Right? You know how them backups
he's showing,
can,
he's get, showing that he can do it in a small sample size.
They
absolutely.
They're getting these opportunities, and it's nothing but, a job interview, right?
Yes, that's all it is.
Like Cooper Rush.
Yep.
Panthers go get Cooper Rush. What you mean? They were screaming nonsense for him to replace Dak Prescott. He ain't good enough to come and start for the damn – I'm trying to help y'all out, man. Jamal, I'm trying to help y'all out.
Listen, I had forgotten how crazy you've been about these Cowboys. Are you really standing up on this table, jumping up and down because they beat a Philadelphia team without their starting quarterback?
Oh, here we go.
I'm just asking the question. I'm asking the question.
Here we go.
This will set the tone for the rest of this hour and whatever we got left.
I'm just trying to figure out where
you stand on this fence.
Right.
So are you super hyped about your defense that gave up 1,000 yards over these last two games?
Okay, that's what. Okay,
no, I'm just.
I was waiting.
So is it one of your taglines? Nothing but facts.
Yeah, hashtag facts only.
You're
damn right. We're gonna talk about that coming back. Checking. All right, my man Anthony McGee on my Facebook Live, the real QCB, say Baker, what is never Q? Please start with the Baker comeback. Speaking of coming back, we'll be back live with the QCB. You got us, man, right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. We up out here. Jamal trying to – I was waiting on someone to bring that up about playing the Eagles with a backup quarterback, and we played Eagles with our backup quarterback.
Ooh, Dak? You know, Dak is back up to Cooper Rush.
Wow. That's what we got. Hey, what's up? This your man QCB from Live with the QCB. We're just the dopest sports talk radio show on the planet. I want to take time out and wish everybody a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Even though I don't know that New Year's song, I'm going to hum the hell out of it like I do. Make sure you take care of your family, party with your family. And if your family tripping on you, it's enough streaming services out here from Netflix to Disney Plus to party by yourself. Make sure y'all check me out Mondays and Fridays right here 4 to 6 on 94.7 FM, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Hashtag. Facts only.
Who thought they were chanting, "You suck"?
It's time for a sports talk show that holds no punches.
Man, please.
Where the host doesn't play favorites.
Oh, I got something for the ass today.
Where the host's level of sports intelligence is pretty high.
If I wasn't doing sports talk radio, I'd definitely be working for NASA.
Even in the world of entertainment, he's got you covered.
That movie was quadruple garbage.
Here it is, live with the QCB.
Yeah. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. It is live with the QCB on your radio, Fox Sports Radio. Shout to be exact. McGee, you funny, man. Number to the show, 704-227-8751. Yes, that one, the one line is on, is back, is popping. Anything in the world of sports, you want to get off your chest, hit me up. We're going to play them around 5:30-ish. That number, 704-227-8668. Also, catch the show on 103.7 HD3. Holler at me on Twitter, Real QCB. We live on Instagram right now, Real QCB. And Facebook, we live, The Real QCB. Also, catch my show, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte.com. Catch it online at that address. And also, download the app at Fox Sports Charlotte. Follow the station on social media. Fox Sports CLT is the Twitter. Fox Sports CLT is the Instagram. That's 122,502 ways to listen to my show. If someone comes up to me and says, well, QCB, I heard you back on the radio, guy, but I don't know how to find your show. As soon as you say that, I'm going old school NWA and give you that Chief Wahoo McDaniel chop right across your damn chest. First hour was action-packed. We talked about it like a damn Die Hard movie. We talked about everything. Carolina Panthers, big game, Sunday, January 1st, 2023. Can they win the NFC South? At least get in first place and see what happens after that. Will the running game show up? Will the defense show up? We don't know what's hell. Would Josh Norman be there? Josh Norman worked out for the Panthers today. Will he be there? So much going on. And I threw the question out there about Baker Mayfield, who's been tending up in lately. Hey, Baker, get your damn gold jacket ready. Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
He
better than Dak?
Hell no. Stop it. Is he better than Dak? Come on. I'm not even going to answer that question. My man going to answer it for me. Answer that question for me, Gilbert.
No, no, 1,000 times. No.
Do you want Baker Mayfield to come back to Charlotte? You're going to need a quarterback. Sam's not the answer. Hold on, something called P.J. Walker, is it the answer? Mm-hmm. So my man Jamar Nass has been in the building, former NFL player, killed on the Gamecock. How good our Gamecocks been looking? We've been kicking ass and taking names.
We finished the season really well.
Yeah.
Two top 10 wins.
Absolutely.
And
one was number five, Tennessee.
So, I mean, listen, beat some teams that we weren't supposed to beat. We also lost to some teams we should not have lost to. Shown a little bit of inconsistency throughout the season, but at the same time, took our quarterback a little while to kind of really find his feet, find his rhythm.
Spencer Rattler. You may have heard of him, folks.
Yep. Took him a little while. Running game, we were able to run the ball when we needed to, when we had to, not when we wanted to all the time. Some inconsistencies on the offensive line. But, you know, right now we're falling under the same spell that a lot of colleges across the nation are falling under. Some of our best guys are have entered the portal or decided to declare for the draft. So
right.
This bowl game coming up is going to be interesting against Notre Dame.
Yeah, but before we get to that, I spoke of us spanking Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We dismantled Rocky Top, didn't we? I got something for them.
They didn't get to play that song very often.
Yeah, I got something for them.
Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top.
Shut the f*** up! Shut the f*** up!
There you go. Hey, Anthony McGee on my Facebook Live. Q, please stop drinking a Baker Kool-Aid. He's an Alabama fan. You better be glad we didn't see Alabama this year. Yeah, we would have kicked their ass too. Georgia, play us now.
Yeah.
Thomas Davis, play us now.
Yeah.
We'll kick their ass.
It'd have been a different game.
Yeah.
It'd have been a different game. Georgia was ready, though. I had a front row seat for that one.
Georgia's on a different planet, man. After what they did to Oregon week one, I said, okay, they got Oregon, former defensive coordinator Dan Lanning's their coach now. They got another guy from the SEC who has a losing record against Georgia, mm-hmm. Bo Nix, but he's still an SEC quarterback. And I think they held them to 3 points. It was different. It was different. I said, Georgia's on a different planet.
It was different.
I know they got a scare against Missouri?
Yeah, I think they were looking past them. And listen, Missouri is a tough match for anybody.
We should have lost to Missouri, though.
No, we shouldn't have. But yeah.
That's what you said.
We shouldn't have lost to them. And there was another team in there that we absolutely should not have lost to or shouldn't have been close. So,
how you feel about Shane Beamer Jr.?
Shane Beamer Jr.?
Yeah, a coach.
I know, but he's not a junior. Is his daddy named Shane, too? I didn't know that.
I didn't think that. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, no, Frank Beamer.
Frank Beamer. See what I'm saying?
But his name is Junior, though. They call him Shane Beamer Jr.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? I never thought about it like that. That's true. Right? But yeah, Shane.
Unless he got a different daddy, I don't know about that.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But no, he's I think he's done a great job about catching lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
And being able to extend that honeymoon phase, right? He's done some good things. He's been able to bring in some good players, and he's done a great job about being able to communicate and meet kids where they are,
right.
Especially today's athlete. He's done a very good job of that. You know, he's out there on social media, and he's meeting those kids where they are. And so, you know, for that and for the university, he's doing a great job of keeping us out there in the front of people's minds, in front of some of these top prospects who might look at South Carolina as a destination. So it's not a situation to where you're not going to be playing primetime games, because you're in the SEC. You're going to play primetime games. And so we've been able to go out there and show that we can, you know, we can beat anybody. Now, we haven't been able to show we can beat Georgia these last 2 years.
Right.
But just about everybody else on our schedule is not looking at South Carolina as an easy win.
I mean, we'll get back to kicking Georgia's ass next year easily, so I'm not worrying about that. I mean, we just went down there a few years ago and whipped them between the hedges in an overtime game that shouldn't even win overtime.
This is true.
My man Anthony McGee say Jamarcus Russell is available. Stop it, man. Stop it. Before we get into anything else, we go stick on college football. I said at the beginning of the show that Drake May, you know, it was rumored that he was going to leave North Carolina. He may leave North Carolina, NIL deals and transfer portal and all that, because that transfer portal is getting these kids up out of here.
It's hopping.
It's active.
It's collegiate free agency. Right.
So, I mean, they're mixing up college football. I have no problem with it. So he said he wasn't going anywhere, but that was Friday, and it still has legs today. So, I mean, I don't want to come over here on the radio and hit no breaking news that, you know, that your boy's up out of here. So
yeah, listen, man.
I've
heard the rumors,
right?
But I've also heard what Drake has come out and said.
He could be lying through his teeth.
He could,
but I'm not going to call him a liar.
No. He listen, for the amount of money that's been rumored for him to have been offered, right? I mean, any person, player, parent, family is going to stop and look at it. Right. If those rumors are true. But you also have to weigh into the fact that, you know, a lot of what's being said out there and being promised to these kids aren't actually coming true. There are kids that are jumping ship and landing in some of these different colleges and have been promised the world and aren't being, and those things aren't being delivered. You know, I hate
DJ just left.
Yeah.
DJ.
Well, that's a completely different situation.
Well, yeah. I mean, his career was over.
Well, not career is over, but his time at Clemson
was over. Yeah.
So, you know, the best thing and the worst thing that happened.
He's a Beaver now, right? Right? Oregon State.
Is it Oregon or Oregon State?
Oregon State.
Okay. So, yeah. So
the Beavers.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was Oregon or Oregon State.
Didn't start doing sports talk radio this afternoon, brother. Like, this, come on, man.
Well, no, you, listen, man.
Come on,
like,
man.
This ain't the first time I've been around you, Dolly. Give you a chance here, Dolly. I'm going to let you get your facts right. That's why I'm asking the question. Some of these kids, you know, the things that they were promised aren't happening. So I just think that Drake has kind of taken all that into consideration. And let's be honest. He's got one more year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he could, you know, really actually after next year coming up, you know, declare for the draft, right? So
absolutely.
The amount of upheaval that he would have to go through between now and then, he'd have to change schools, he'd have to change systems, he'd have to get, you know, used to all the players again.
Like,
there's a lot of stuff that he would have to do to go take that quick money now versus the money he's going to earn if everything goes well and he stays healthy and all that. Granted, there's a caveat to that as well. But I think he would be setting himself back by changing environments.
Yeah, I don't see the benefit in leaving. I mean, because you're in the easy conference, right? The Coastal.
Yeah.
As far as ACC
goes.
Well,
so, but here's the thing.
What's that?
No more divisions.
What do you mean no more divisions?
No more divisions. So the ACC is just the top two play for the ACC championship.
Okay, I think they still.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what
just,
you're saying.
You know, I mean, you didn't just start doing sports radio here this afternoon.
He's in a good spot in Carolina. He's putting up these crazy numbers, almost over 300 yards a game, almost, not every game, but crazy numbers. He led them to what the situation they're in now, but they still ended on a three-game losing streak. And that's why I throw that question in there. I mean, they got a pretty good bowl game, attractive bowl game when they play Oregon. I think that's a pretty good – it's about five attractive bowl games around this area that we should, you know, definitely be excited about watching, and that's one of them. Man, and I just don't see the benefit in him leaving, like, unless he want to go try to go to a school that's trying to win a national title. Like, he's not going to Ohio State or Michigan or other top programs in the country.
Right.
I will stay at Carolina. Going to be, a first-round pick. Could be possibly number one, definitely top five. Like you say, if he play well again next year, and just keep doing what he's doing.
Right.
Because you got millions and millions of dollars waiting on you in the NFL. He's definitely going to be an NFL quarterback. We don't know what his future going to look like, but he definitely should get there. But I go to Mack Brown. If Mack Brown loses, I guess, what is the damn Holiday Bowl, whatever the bowl name is called? I think it's the Holiday Bowl to Oregon. Is he coming back?
Yes.
Well, now, hold on. You say that too easy. Because,
yeah,
first
I'm,
of all,
I'm just telling you.
We whooped them last year in the mail.
I'm just going to say this. Listen, so
that'll be four in a row.
It's really interesting that you have me here today.
Yes.
Right? Because every single one of these topics, like, has something to do with, like, I've got a vested interest, you know, on that team. Like, so Mack is coming back. It leaves one more.
Wait a minute. Do we have to hit the right? We gotta hit the
No.
Okay, got
yeah,
breaking.
No, no, no. I mean, it's not.
I mean, you probably can't say that.
It's public. No, it's public. Listen, my son plays up there. So listen, I told Mack when my boy went up there and signed up there, I said, man, you got to give me four.
Now, wait a minute. You sound like them people at Jackson State with Deion Sanders.
No. There's a difference. Listen, I knew what we were walking into. I knew how old Mack was. I said,
right.
Hey, man, just let me know. You got four in you. Do you have four in you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He told me, yeah. I said, okay. Hey, man.
That's going to be tough, man. They done lost
it
three
is.
In a row.
Yeah, but
and then they got the bowl game coming up. That'll be horrible because they didn't win a bowl game last year. And then they come back again this year. They're in a pretty damn good bowl, Holiday Bowl.
Right.
Then they got dismantled and embarrassed at the damn ACC championship game.
Yeah. So
it was over early.
It was early. Things got out of hand.
What position your son play up there?
Tight end. Yep. So it got out of hand kind of early. But I look at it this way. I think the team was a year ahead. One, they didn't think that they knew Drake was a very good quarterback. They saw it in practice every day. They knew how high he was ranked coming out of high school and all that sort of stuff. They did not think that he was going to catch on as quickly as he did offensively and be able to lead and just be that stalwart offensive juggernaut the entire season.
Because they gave him the starting nine over Jacoby.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Which, you know, they lucked out in how good Drake was.
Yeah.
And picking him over the guy that's been there. They lucked out. They made a great decision and, you know, Drake made them right.
Yeah.
Drake made them right, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, going forward with that, like, I just think some of the issues that they had throughout the season kind of reared their head towards the end of the season. Some injuries, you know, our defense was always kind of a step behind our offense a little bit, and they were trying to catch up. New coordinator, new assistant coaches, and new techniques, and still trying to figure that out on that side of the ball a little bit. So it's disappointing, right? No one wants to come in and end the season on a three-game losing streak, but at the same time, you know, you have to celebrate what they were able to do throughout the majority of the season.
I do. I thought I had a few teams that was I had up there that was I thought could beat Clemson and knock Clemson off the top of that ACC mountain, and they just fell short. But I think Clemson's run of championship or bust, I think that's done for a few years because Dabo don't have them coordinators to lean on. He ain't got his OC or DC, and his quarterback was even though his numbers was better, but he still don't have no big game DNA in his body. And I thought Dabo was lying to the public the whole time. I'm gonna follow with DJ. He's my guy. No, you yanked him so quick. Why start him?
Oh, you talking about the ACC championship?
But he went 2 for 5 and he yanked him.
Well, the way he went 2 for 5 were pretty bad.
Yeah, like, but I'm not that big on
him. Listen, he short-hopped and out. Like, the pass was a 15-yard pass, and he shorted, like, he one-hopped it. Like, it was a bad first throw. Now, you know, you can attribute that to nerves and ACC championship game and all that, but, you know, they had already seen enough because they had just lost the week before to South Carolina. And DJ didn't play great then.
He didn't, right. He didn't.
So he was already kind of on a short leash. And I truly believe that DJ probably knew he was on a short leash. And when things didn't start off well, it just kind of it just got worse for him. And so to Dabo's credit, and I don't say that very easily, but he stuck with DJ a lot longer than he probably should have. And you can only say that it's because he was loyal to the guy and he had made a commitment to him, and he was trying to stay behind his player and do all that sort of stuff. So I give him his credit for that aspect of it. You know, it's just hard, though, when you put yourself out there and you try to lay on that sword for your quarterback, and he doesn't come through for you in the end.
That was tough, man. Cade Klubnik had a pretty good game. So it's the jury's still out on him, how good I think he's going to be.
Yep.
It's just such a small sample size. Yeah.
And it's easy to come in and be that backup quarterback when people aren't preparing for it.
Absolutely. We see it all the time in any type of positions.
It's kind of like Baker right now with the Rams.
Now, wait a minute. No.
1,000 times! No!
And I ain't forgot about that Dallas Cowboy comment you made, too, about, you know, the backup quarterback, the Eagles. Now we got an excuse for the Eagles.
No, it's not. It really isn't an excuse.
It's not?
Because, you know, you look at it, I mean, with a backup quarterback, granted, you know, Minshew has started some games in the league.
What about when we had our backup quarterback?
They still gave you guys all you could handle.
Right. We were down 20 to zip and came back 17-20.
Absolutely. That's a great team win.
I hadn't talked about the Cowboys and it's 5-20.
Right. You're itching right now. It's almost like you have a withdrawal symptoms. You're over here sweating. Can't wait to get the words out your mouth.
It's funny how we hand a backup quarterback now for the Eagles, but when Cooper was our backup quarterback, we were just rolling with the punches, even though
Cooper got a lot of positive publicity, as well he should, because there's a lot of pressure to go in there and play for that organization who hasn't been used to winning in so long.
You
lifting them up out of the ashes.
Oh, my gosh.
So Cooper deserves as much credit as he could possibly get.
We're not.
Big shoulder. Isn't that what you use? Big shoulders.
No.
Is that what you used to say back in the day?
I still got it right. It's right here. Not big shoulders. No.
See, listen, I'm a father and a husband. I can't say the
thing. No. Diamonds on my neck. Big diamonds.
Oh, diamonds. Okay. You used to say something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But listen, it's funny how it comes up. It's
on that defensive line, is something.
Tell
me. Finger licking good special. That's what I'm talking about.
Cowboys. Wow. It's funny how it comes out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all wanted
it's
to.
It's the same thing.
Wanted to replace Dak Prescott with Cooper and just we're a team. You want to get?
I'm a Dak fan. I actually really like him at quarterback.
You want to get Zeke out of here and have Pollard start full time? It's a team.
I've heard those.
Why
I've
can't
those
both
things.
Of them play together well?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
One and two.
It's not golf.
Listen, man. People going to
make
up
things. Well, you throwing the Eagle stuff out here, man. We easily kicked the ass yesterday.
Easy.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What was the score?
I stopped watching when we went up.
Come on, man. Tell me what the score was.
I don't know what the score was.
You watched that entire game. I don't want to hear that. Tell me what the score was.
I don't know the score of the game,
man. The score.
We easily kicked ass. We coming back more loud with the QCB. Cowboys, easy money. I ain't even said nothing about the Cowboys today. I'm just chilling, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just chilling, all right?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Loud with the QCB. We'll be right back more. I got the expert and everything, Bartholomew Wilcox coming up. I got the one line coming up. I got to do my damn picks. You know what? Hold on before we go to break. All right, let me do. Jamar got to get some people paid, man. Let me do some picks for some people, man. Now listen.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, these people taking your advice?
Well, right now, overall, I'm 26-36. Right? But listen, no, don't look at it like that. It's not over.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. So. I got these QCB's Money in the Bank picks. Don't just take these picks. Take them to the damn bank. Let's go.
Money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Tonight, Monday Night Football, all these picks are for tonight. Take the Chargers -3.5 over the Colts. in the NBA. Take the Nets plus 2 over Cleveland. Take the Clippers minus 6 over Detroit. Take the Hawks plus 5.5 over Portland. And take the Pelicans minus 2.5 over Indiana. Don't just take these picks. Take them to the damn bank. That's it. I'm getting people paid. We'll be right back. I'm on Loud Keys to Me. Got my man Jamal Nesbitt in the building. Let's go!
This is Morgan Fogarty from WCCB News at 10 and The Edge, and you are listening to the one and only QCB on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. This is the best sports show in the world. Hashtag facts only.
So let me explain something. Deep dish pizza is not only not better than New York pizza, it's not pizza. It's a casserole. I'm surprised you haven't thought to complete your deep dish pizza by putting some canned onion rings on top of it. It's a cornbread biscuit which you've melted cheese on, and then, in defiance of God and man and all things holy, you poured uncooked marinara sauce atop the cheese. Atop the cheese, on top the sauce, naked, cold, on display like some sort of sauce hooer. You know the expression, there's no such thing as bad sex or bad pizza? Your pizza is like sex with a corpse made of sandpaper. Let me tell you something. This is not pizza. This is tomato soup in a bread bowl. This is an above-ground marinara swimming pool for rats. Let me tell you something about your not pizza. I want to know when I get drunk and pass out on my pizza that I'm not going to drown. Let me tell you something. I look at this. I look at this mud on. You son of a bitch. I look at this. Yeah. Gabagool. I look at this. When I look at your deep dish pizza, I don't know whether to eat it or throw a coin in it and make a wish. And if I made a wish, it would be that I wish for some real pizza.
Little Eric Sermon. Let's go. Hey, man, let me cut this off, because I don't know nothing. Let me cut this off. Hold on, Eric. Hold on. Let me get a little bit more. Hold on. Hey, man, stop. Chill, man. Chill. I'm going to make somebody go crazy out there. Chill.
Hey.
I tell you, boy.
Hey.
Yeah, y'all can hire the grandbaby and the money bag slow and... you know, NBA score boy, all you just give me this.
I know what you're talking about now. It took me a second. I'll try to figure out.
Yeah, I messed their names up on purpose.
On purpose.
But it's right. This is my man right here, the expert in everything. My man Bartholomew Wilcox has his own intro. Let's see what he's talking about today.
Bartholomew Wilcox, the expert on everything. What's going on, sir?
You know what? Why don't you never call out my Twitter account, man, like you do everybody else? Cock, the cock. First of all, you're kind of disturbing me, so let's come and get you about the kind of business.
Bartholomew Wilcox, what's going on, sir?
Feliz Navidad, happy holidays, Hey, listen, pal. Do you take any time off, buddy? You know what I mean? It's the holidays. I mean, usually the major radio stations, the personalities be off. To me, I remember back in the day, you used to be off like 3 weeks. I know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like that no more, but yeah, you're struggling now, but no problem. Yeah. What's going on, buddy? Yeah. Man, I'm over here in Barbados just chilling this nice weather, pal. Nah. I thought I was off today, buddy. Right. What is it?
I got my man in the studio, former Carolina Panther and Gamecock, Jamar Nesbitt.
Jamar Nesbitt?
Nesbitt.
Nesbitt, okay. Okay. How you doing, Jamar? But what position did you play, buddy? Special teams? You was a field goal holder? What was your buddy?
No,
about
man. I was offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem, buddy. Blindside. I've seen the movie, buddy. Good movie.
Absolutely.
Cox, I got a little breaking news for you there, buddy. Hold on. Here you go. Yeah, a little breaking news for you with the Carolina Panthers. Josh Norman's back with the Panthers, and he's supposed to be playing Sunday in this critical, crucial game against the Bucs for the NFC South. This is good or bad?
I mean, if he can still cover, buddy, it's going to be great. Where's Josh been these past few years, pal?
Well, he played for your 49ers last year and forced a record several fumbles.
I mean, where has he been since week, what's this, week 17?
Cox is on a 49ers practice squad back in the day with Joe Montana, and he's a huge Niners fan. But I'm just saying he played for you guys last year.
Okay, well, listen here. If he can come in and be if he can do some things for Cal, listen, but I'm rooting for the Panthers. But I think the Panthers are going to take it.
That's what Nesbitt said. Yeah, whoa.
Yes. We're on the same page, buddy. That type of base stuff is just that's aberration, buddy. I mean, listen here, Tommy. It's over. But obviously,
but Cox, they still got Tom Brady.
Problem.
Well, they still
like
got.
Like I said, he has a woman problem. But you better go get your family back, buddy. Okay, you better get your family back. Your wife already out here with the
jujitsu.
Yeah, everything.
Hey, but Cox, what trip matters? People act like Tom Brady ain't got no girls on his damn phone. Now, come on, now he's still a handsome. Yeah, he works. Come on, man. What?
He know the faces his wife make. He's going to be making them same face with somebody else. You don't want that to happen, buddy. I'm telling you that now. It's a difference. Okay, yeah, but Josh Norman could come and get them guys some plays. Who they playing this week?
Cox, they got the Bucs. The NFC South is on the line. The Bucs. Oh, you are in Barbados. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, and they already beat Tampa Bay one time.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. But Cox, it's hard to – I mean, the Cowboys hoops up the Giants, but that's neither here nor there. But, Cox, it's hard to – listen – Tom Brady,
I want to hear that hard to beat twice. Now, listen here.
Tom
Brady's throwing ducks right now. He's throwing ducks.
That's
right
true. But, Cox, if you let him hang around, he'll put like he did last night. He hung around. Play. Now, he played horrible. Hung around. Guess what he did? Game-winning drive, set the field goal, kicking overtime. A few weeks ago, Cox, hung around for the Saints. Game-winning drive. They win the damn game. You can't let Brady hang around, Cox, even though he's playing terrible.
Who were they playing last night?
The Cardinals.
Okay, who the Cardinals quarterback?
I couldn't possibly.
Know,
I couldn't tell you.
Exactly. So if the Panthers,
in the blue hell.
I couldn't tell you.
And let me tell you something, Panthers. I don't know if you went back in the day, but when they had Thunder and Lightning, but that, if they can get that running game the way they did last week, this past weekend, buddy, I think it's going to be a slow grind game. You got Chuba Hubbard and your boy Foreman. They did a pretty good job. Just don't make no mistake. They'll take care of Tampa Bay, buddy. They ain't be the one. See, Josh gonna come in there. He be like old Cap, but off any given Sunday. He gonna get one good game, buddy. Who he gonna lock down? He get on Mike Evans. Okay, take Mike Evans out of the game. Tampa still got another good save. Let's say
that is Godwin out. Still out? Is I don't know if Godwin. He be healthy, non-healthy. I don't know if Godwin's situation, but if Godwin went out there, Evans. I know Julio's old, but Julio's still out there, a slot guy. I think they can get that secondary problems now.
What was the score, if you don't mind me asking, when they played the Tampa Bay?
21-3.
They
whooped them.
And what was that game, man, in Carolina?
No, it was in Tampa Bay.
And they coming to Carolina? Oh, man. Listen here. I think, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, but I know.
Oh, here we go.
But the interim coach, he has done awesome job. I mean, he lost both his quarterbacks. He lost the best player on the team, and he still has a chance to win the division. You got to get this man a contract, buddy. You got to get him a contract.
Well,
What do you think about it now? Hold on, I'm not talking to you, idiot. what do you think about it now?
Yeah. So earlier I said the same thing, right? Everything he's been able to do, he's got the team playing. He doesn't have his own people. He doesn't have his own coaches, right? Like you just mentioned, third quarterback, no starting running back. He revamped the offensive line, got them playing well, got the defense being a top, what are they, top 10, top 15 defense?
Well, they like 10, 15. They was top. So yeah. They still playing good, though.
But most importantly, what he's done is he's given this team an identity, and he's brought professionalism back to the Charlotte Panthers.
And I keep disrespecting, I forgot, Super Bowl winning Jamal Nesbitt. He won a Super Bowl with the Saints. My fault. Block for Drew Brees.
And
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, you should have led with that.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? And University of South Carolina Hall of Fame offensive lineman. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things.
I didn't know that.
You know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of things. But it's all right, though. It's all right. My wife told me to be humble. She told me to be humble, so I'm a.
I didn't know that.
Hey, listen here, Neville. We got about six people listening to us, buddy. You got to let everybody know.
Yeah, all six. By the time we get done with this, it's going to be 13. We try to double up around these parts.
Hey, Cox, Baker Mayfield's looking damn good. He's looking damn good. Is it a chance the Panthers bring him back next year?
Hell no. Listen here, buddy.
I'm just throwing that out there.
No, we're throwing back, buddy. That's the interception. No, it ain't coming back down there. Baker Mayfield, he should be smart and sign with the Rams. We don't know how long Stafford got, but I mean, we got these neck. When you start getting these neck and back injuries, especially the man got tormented in Detroit all those years.
Yeah.
He left Detroit. He got paid. He got him a ring. He in Los Angeles with his family. What else you got to do with retire? Let it go, Stafford. You deserve what you got, bud, okay?
Has Baker worked his way back to the man of starter, Cox?
Under McSay, but I believe he can. I believe it's, maybe he said another. Maybe Stafford come back for maybe half the year. I don't think Stafford. I think it's over, Stafford, buddy. I think it's over.
What's going on with your 49ers? Y'all 11-4. You got this guy named Brock Purdy. I think he called him Pretty. And Pretty, he's pretty balling. He's come out of nowhere. So, wait a minute. So, what's going on with you got Jimmy G? You got Pretty. Then you got, what's my man's name, the rookie?
Lance.
What y'all going to do?
Listen here, buddy. Jimmy know it's over, buddy. It's over.
You said that before.
He tried to come back. Tried to come back without surgery. You can come back without surgery. You can have them Forrest Gump shoes on, buddy. You're not coming back. It's over. Okay. Lance, I think we got to get. Baby, listen, Lance. I like Purdy, buddy.
Easy, Cox.
Yeah, no, I love him, buddy. Listen here, he's pretty good. He's pretty good, buddy. So I think right now we chugging along. Nobody's talking about us. Well, we just steady chugging along, whooping everybody every. The defense is top notch, buddy. Okay, top. Listen, when you go back to Baltimore Ravens when they won a Super Bowl with was it the Ravens that won a Super Bowl with something called what was that quarterback?
Trent Dilfer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, come on, buddy. We can do the same thing, but I'm not even gonna disrespect Purdy because he's way better than Trent Dilfer, buddy.
Yeah.
We're gonna get. Listen, the division is locked up.
It is. Yeah.
We're gonna take care of business. I think this is the year we're gonna get over the hump, pal.
Yeah. But look here, when Trent Dilfer was a doggone quarterback, they had 2001 Ray Lewis. Fresh off the the kill, Ray Lewis.
Yeah, they did. You're exactly right.
Right. They had that Ray Lewis.
They had that one.
Yeah. And I'm so glad.
I mean, who?
Go ahead.
Who we worried about in the NFC? I mean,
hold on now.
I'm not worried about Minnesota, but definitely not worried about the Cowboys. Not worried.
Hold on, you're definitely not worried about the Cowboys. Definitely.
Definitely not worried about the Cowboys.
Damn. What more we got to do?
I don't know. Maybe stop giving up 500 yards off to people. I mean,
Cox,
you know what I
mean? We beat the Vikings 40-3.
Y'all be winning these fantastic finishes with these terrible teams, buddy. Okay? So, I mean, I think Philadelphia, the defense is going to step up. We're going to have to lean on our defense. We get your boy back, Debo. I like how Kittle is getting this. Here's one thing about you got a 13 quarterback. He's a check down genius.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, he'd be checking the hell out of it, yeah.
We get Kittle back. We still got McCaffrey, buddy, the great way home. Hey, listen here. And we then, got Ayuk. Ayuk. Ayuk is on fire. We got Ayuk. But hey, listen, we ready. And y'all then, in trouble, buddy.
Our Gamecock came back. Kinlaw. I think Kinlaw came back.
Yeah. He came back, and then we lost Debo, right? So,
right. But, yeah. But Cox, let me tell you something. I mean, people want to dismiss now. The Eagles had a backup quarterback last night, and we just keep hearing all these excuses with the Cowboys. When people are going to take the Cowboys serious this season? Because, hold on, I know they're bad, but we beat both teams that was in the Super Bowl last year.
Yep.
We swept the Giants. We beat the Eagles with their backup quarterback. And we beat the Vikings 40-3.
Yeah. No, I mean, so from an NFC standpoint, the Cowboys deserve to be in the conversation for teams that can represent the NFC.
I'm saying respect factor. Cox said no one's worried about the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, they're not because they're flawed. But
damn.
But to his point, though, what NFC team isn't? Right, there is not a complete NFC team that's out there. I mean, hell, up until last week, we were thinking that the Detroit Lions had a chance to get up into the playoffs. Right.
Right?
Yeah. So,
right.
I mean, the NFC is flawed.
Hey, Nick was pretty good, buddy. Hey, yeah, that's exactly. But see, first of all, Queenie, you guys are gonna have to go on the road first. First of all, okay. Now you tell me, where would you go? Where y'all gonna be the favorite? It's only probably maybe Tampa Bay or Carolina. That's about it. Because if you actually got to go to Minnesota, it's over. You got to go to San Fran, it's over, buddy. So I mean, and y'all have been winning games. You've been closing out games, but you've been looking bad against bad teams. Yeah, you've been winning in the end, but
right.
You're going up against these top notch teams. But if you come out standing like that, you're gonna get your ass whooped.
So listen, I know we look bad against the Houston Texans.
Them too, though.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Astros.
Kansas City, they had to go to overtime to beat them.
Yeah.
But we beat the Vikings on the road 40-3. Mm-hmm. We beat the Rams on the road. And so far, I know they're the Rams, but we beat them mm-hmm. on the road. Like, I'm just saying, I know they're terrible. I'm just saying we're an average road team at best. We're 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. But we do have a few good road wins. And I'm going to hold on to that Vikings win. I just want the respect factor to be right there.
Okay, well let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're a Cowboys lover fan. do you think y'all have a Super Bowl winning team?
Yeah, I think this year, yes. We have all the components of one. We have a great defense. We got a top 10 quarterback. He got weapons to throw to. We got a nice receiving core, nice running back, a pretty good offensive line, and we got a good offensive coordinator. And we have a coach, Mike McCarthy, who has a Super Bowl winning on his resume. He has deep playoff runs on his resume.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
Mike McCarthy is one in spite of his coaching ability, not because of.
Wow.
Like, no one has gone back and said, Mike McCarthy is the reason that Green Bay won that. That
exactly, man.
Wow.
Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl back when they were wearing leather helmets. But, I mean, how long has he won
right,
a Super Bowl?
Like, so, listen, here's the thing. I'm glad you had me on the show today because all these questions you asked me, listen, I played under Mike McCarthy when I was at the Saints. He was our offensive coordinator.
Like, okay, well, that's even more.
Well, I'm talking about before Drew now. This is before Drew.
That's
this is completely different.
Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks was
the
quarterback.
Yeah, so you blocking for Aaron Brooks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took my lumps.
It was him, Michael Vick, real cousin? Or you know how black people say he my cousin?
They're from the same area, so I would imagine. Right. I mean, that there's that possibility.
Cox, I don't know, man. I just wish the respect factor was there, but I think we're definitely one of the teams that could win the Super Bowl this year, representing the NFC.
Okay, let me ask the next question. Who you think going to the Super Bowl this year, buddy?
Ooh. Here's the thing. I know a lot of people are going to try and put Buffalo up there, and a lot of people really like them. I'm not totally sold on their quarterback. If you have to go through Buffalo, I think they have a better chance because that home field advantage is real. Like that, we talk about the Hawk being out here in Charlotte. That Hawk is real in Buffalo.
Mickey, think about retiring.
Yeah, like it's not worth it. So Buffalo's going to be tough. Kansas City's still going to be tough. And I mean, you're going to have to kill you got to kill the champ first. You have to kill them. And you know, they're still out there playing. As long as Andy Reid's still there and you still got that guy at quarterback playing, they're going to be tough. They're always going to be in it.
All right, well, look.
Well, I guess if you want to talk about champs, you got to say Cincinnati Bengals because they're the AFC reigning champion. Them boys are looking good. There's going to be a good game this year with Buffalo and Cincinnati coming up.
Oh, another team the Cowboys beating.
Yeah, they did beat them. But here's the thing. Did they beat them with or without Ja'Marr Chase playing? I think it was without.
Without.
Yes, yes.
All right. We're going to hit this break. We'll come back with the one line, and we're going to play the number one game from the radio call. Who said it? I got the expert and everything, my man Bartholomew Wilcox, my man. Super Bowl winning. The whole show, I hadn't said it.
No, it's all right.
Super Bowl winner.
Okay. Hey, you know, wait, when you get back, we got something for you, buddy.
We keep it locked right here, my man. Live with the Kids to Be. Let's go.
One for the money, yes, sir. Two for the show. A couple of years ago.
Hey, you like rap music?
Yeah, I like rap.
You like rap music? Well, turn around real slow then. I'm from the Rap Coalition of America. Take that gun off and throw it over there. Throw the gun over there. If you like rap music so much, how come you ain't smiling?
I'm smiling.
Smile real big.
I smile.
Then let's do a rap together.
Go ahead.
Yo, baby, yo.
Yo, baby, yo.
Say, ow.
Yeah, ow.
Welcome back live with the QCB. Got us on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte, 94.7 FM. Also, check the show out live online at foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. Now we're going to hit the number one game show on the radio before we hit the one line. Got my man Super Bowl winning and South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, Jamal Nasbitt in the building. My man Bartholomew Wilcox in the building. Now let's play the number one game show on the radio called Who Said It? Yeah, Nasbitt, I apologize. Damn.
Man, listen. If I took umbrage with every time I got disrespected.
Oh, but I'm your guy, though, man. Stop it. Let's go.
Game show on the radio. Who said it? Here's your host, Mr. I could never be toast. Mr. I'm so nice with it. Mr. Easy money, son. Mr. Me whack. Never that. It's QCB.
All right, Nasbitt, this is easy money, man. I got a quote. I got 3 months with choice, and you just give me your pick. All right.
Let's go.
Here we go. I got two contestants. Here we go. I think I'm the best scorer in the league. I have every move in my repertoire. Who said it? A, Joel Embiid, B, Ja Morant, or C, Luka Doncic? Who said it, Cox?
Let's go with two more heads, but I know you can't understand what Luka say. Let's go with Ja Morant, buddy.
Ja Morant. All right. Who said it?
I'm going to go with Embiid.
Embiid? Cox, you said Ja Morant, okay.
Yeah, Ja Morant. Yeah.
All right.
You dumb, stupid son of a bitch.
You said Embiid?
I said Embiid.
Oh, yeah. It was Joel Embiid speaking on his 101 on ESPN before the Christmas game tip-off.
Yeah, I think Morant's just too humble to go out there and talk about it like that. Embiid kind of selfish.
Right. Here we go. We got embarrassed last week in so many fashions, and they bounced back and showed their true character. Who said it? A, Steve Wilkes, B, Doug Peterson, or C, CeeDee Lamb? Who said it, Cox?
I'm going to go with Doug Wilkson, buddy. That's the coach for the Panthers, correct? Yes.
Steve Wilkes.
Steve
Wilkes.
Steve Wilkes, yeah.
Who you got?
I'm going to go with Doug Peterson.
Okay, you say Doug Peterson? Yeah. All right.
Coach from the Eagles.
All right.
You big dummy.
You said Steve Wilkes? All right. It was Steve Wilkes after yesterday's win against Detroit. They smacked Detroit around pretty good. So shout out to the Panthers for doing that. Here we go. Next one. Loudest I've heard this place in a long time for a non-playoff game. Who said it? A, Suns coach Michael Malone. B, Patrick Mahomes. Or C, the Greek freak. Who said it, Nesbitt?
I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes.
All right. Who said it, Cox?
What was the first answer?
Michael Malone, my son's coach.
Let's go with C, buddy.
The Greek freak. All right. Nasbitt, you said Patrick Mahomes. All right.
You bastard.
Cox, you said the Greek freak.
You, sir, are an idiot.
It was actually my son's coach, Michael Malone.
Michael Malone?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where were we supposed to have known that?
You got to pay attention to the sports.
It was on TV.
Exactly. He be getting these press copy clips, buddy. Yeah. Nobody know about.
Last one. They let Russ cook on Christmas, and he burned the goddamn old meal. Who said it? A, Marcus Spears, B, Shannon Sharp, or C, Maurice Jones-Drew? Who said it, Cox?
That sounds like an old country statement from Shannon, but I think I'm gonna go with Shannon, buddy. I'm gonna go with Shannon.
Shannon Sharp. All right, who you got?
I'm gonna say Marcus Spears.
All right, you said Marcus Spears. All right.
You dumb, stupid son of a bitch.
Cox, you said Shannon Sharp? Yes. It was Shannon Sharp on a bad play of Mr. Russell Wilson. Now, we in the show like we always in the show with this thing. I want to try to squeeze in some whiners, but I'm going to save them for Friday, y'all. So I'll play something at 4 o'clock and play something at 5 o'clock because we're up against the break. But we do got time to do What the Hell Was You Thinking. Let's go.
Now it's time for What the Hell Were They Thinking?
Oh, mine, easy money. It's just another layer of the Dallas Cowboys getting, you know, not getting any props. That's all. We go, we beat the Eagles with their backup QB. We play on our backup QB, so we 1-1 backup QBs. So not giving the Cowboys props for beating the Eagles, and it was still a pretty damn good game. Gardner Minshew's not a scrub. What the hell were you thinking? What you got, Cox?
Listen here, buddy. All his OBJ stuff was just ridiculous, buddy. I mean, he was going around like he was a 5-star recruit, buddy, like a blue chipper. And knowing your damn knee is still like linguine, okay? You know you couldn't get nobody. You wanted somebody to sign you. Props to the Dallas Cowboys for asking for the physical, buddy. You know, OBJ, what the hell was you thinking? You know your ass wasn't ready. And part two about what the hell you thinking, Queenie, how you gonna have a Super Bowl champion on your show, Hall of Fame in college? You don't give him none of these, none of his accolades going down the list, buddy. Okay, what the hell was you thinking, Nelson? You have to walk the hell out right now.
Man, I can't, man. He gave me $12, man. I gotta sit here.
Oh, that's right, man. Hey, my bad, Nasbitt. Like, Nasbitt, he's in the parade with the beads on and the white Saints jersey on. I seen you with the bucket hat. I saw you down there chilling.
You know what? This show should end with you giving yourself the butt, buddy. I know you got
to
go.
Yeah, I think I will have to give myself the button for that, man. All right, let me let Kobe and Jake, Kayla take us out of here, and I will give myself the button. Good job, Cox. We up out of here, man. Hey, Nesbitt, I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to see you soon, man. I need you a few more times throughout the NFL playoffs.
All right, that'll work, man. Just let me know.
I'll let you know. Kayla, Kobe, take me up out of here, and I will give myself the button. We're going to get double dose of the Wanna Line Friday, maybe triple dose. Let's go.
I want to talk sports with somebody. I want to hear the facts from somebody. Yeah, I'll talk sports with somebody like you, CB.
What can I say? Mamba out.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.